Jy is terug by my op die Power Hour KC107.7 en die nommer om saam mee te gesels is 082-414-1077 and that was Dua Lipa Bang Bang. Wat 'n lekker liedjie en Selena Johnson, I am your woman. And like we know it's Women's Month, so I'm putting some ladies on the spot. So tonight we have a very a familiar voice, but she ran down the mountain to be able to talk to us. So tonight on the tonight on the Power Hour we celebrate a woman who reminds us that that leadership isn't always about standing in front. Sometimes it's about standing beside people, opening doors, creating opportunities, and helping others discover what they are capable of. And now, she has been named a finalist in the 40 Under 40 South Africa Awards 2026 in the Human Resources and Development category. Tonight, I'm not only celebrating this finalist, we're getting to know the woman behind the achievements. Let me say this is just one of them. So, Marizaan, are you ready for the Power Hour Women's Month Challenge? How are you?
Yeah, I am good. People always ask me, Marizaan, you work at Table Mountain. Do you take the cable car up to work every day? No, I don't, in case you were wondering.
So, how do you get up to work?
I drive like a normal person.
Okay,
but
no, no.
I don't work on top of the mountain. I work at the lower station.
No, but I know now where that station is. So I want to know, you told me earlier, you're just going to run down the mountain and then I'm going to talk to you.
pretty much. I think also, Gareen, as part of me trying to be healthy, I have now started to hike.
Nice.
I'm not. It's only a few days that I'm, you know, trying this hiking thing as part of my health journey. But I said, you know, you try to be healthy in everything. You try to be healthy, you know, with your finances,
yes,
with your mental health,
yes,
and wellness. And there's one thing that I wasn't healthy or sort of working towards being healthy. That is my body and my fitness.
Mm.
And I said, while I'm at the market, I'm going to get myself hiking techies and I'm going to start to do that journey, you know, to be holistically healthy.
You must really invite me on a hike, please.
Please, you are most welcome. You just tell me when and we'll sort it.
Sure. Now, let's dig into what we want to do tonight. As you know, it's Women's Month. We're putting you in your out of your comfort zone. Normally, I give people the script. I decided, no. Women can function on anything, you know. We function on empty. So, round one, who is Marizaan? If you had to describe yourself using three words, what would they be and why? This is just one question, say. It's no deep diving.
Okay, okay, I would say change maker, lovable, I think.
You are.
And care.
Changeable, lovable, and care. So why?
Or transformational.
Okay.
Transformational.
okay.
I'll take that.
Ons gaan met kwai, ne? Het like klink kwaier.
Ons gaan met kwai.
So, just one quick fire, how and why?
How and why? I think it's so important. So, my favorite quote, I'm not sure if you saw on social media, is...
Hello?
What that really, you know, speaks to my heart. Because if you want to see change in the world, you have to be the changer. You have to, you see somebody's hungry, you know, don't go to other people if you have bread inside your house that you can share with the other person. You know, dig into your own pocket and be the change that you want to see in the world. Because if everybody does that, then, you know, our whole society, our community, you know, the Western Cape, South Africa, the world will be changed. Do your little bit and trying to be a change maker where you act, whether it's your workplace, whether it's in church, whether it's in the community, whether it's for your neighbors, whether it's for your family.
Okay.
You know, the change you wish to see. And that's what I believe.
We got you. And I'm just going to, you may not say anything further than this, because I'm going to put into brackets another word that describes you is cute. So let's move on.
You
always look cute. So, which of these best describes what HR means to you? Number one, policies and paperwork, hiring and firing, people, purpose, leadership and development, or making sure everyone arrives at work on time?
People, purpose and development, that one. The third one.
And leadership.
People, purpose, and leadership.
Okay.
Leadership.
So number three, what came first for you? Your passion for people or your passion for profession?
Passion for people.
Complete the sentence. I knew I was making a difference when? Just one sentence, no?
When somebody came into my office whilst crying and then saying thank you because it saved their life.
Wow. What is one thing people might be surprised to discover about the woman behind the professional title?
I can sing a little bit.
You do?
I can sing at the worship team at church.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, I don't like the outdoors too much. I like glamping and not camping. But through my hiking, I'm learning to love the outdoors more, mm-hmm, because my husband loves it.
Okay. Yeah. So, we're going to round two now. The 40 under 40 moment. So, remember, you will be penalized if you do not stick to answering just one thing. Okay. You must be obedient. Obedient. Because women are never obedient, so by the way. So, when you received the news that you were a 40 under 40 finalist, what was your first reaction?
Sure. Initially, when I received that I was nominated, I obviously didn't do anything. I said, thank you for the nomination. I accepted. But when I heard that I was a finalist, you know, Karin, what stood out for me is for the fact that I'm a finalist for the first time under a human resources development. Because most of the awards that I received before this was for community development and, you know, being a philanthropist. So for me, getting to be a finalist for HR was really something. It's a different feeling because it's my work. It's what brings me money. And so if I can be a change there, it's something different.
You are a change. Congratulations on the award. Oopsie, what happened? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we only have a few minutes left, so we're going to run through this, like I said, with hiking tackies and not high heels. So, be honest. Did you scream, cry, laugh, phone someone, or immediately started checking whether it was actually real?
I was shocked, and then I checked if it's real.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you would always check if something is real. So,
yeah.
What has been recognized in the... Oh, you just said that. We just got that one. You received recognition for community development and humanitarian initiatives. What drives you, in three words, to serve others?
God, my purpose, and my care for the community.
Which achievement are you personally most proud of that you've received?
Achievement? I don't know. Even though it's good for me to receive these types of awards, it doesn't really, I don't put...
No problem. Let's move along. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Early bird or night owl?
Definitely late.
Boardroom or community field work?
Whoa, both. I can operate in both, but now?
No, but. Planner or spontaneous?
Say again?
Planner or spontaneous? Both.
I would say both sometimes, but I would still plan in my spontaneity.
Biggest strength.
Honesty.
How much money do you have in the bank? You said honesty. Come on now.
Come on,
let's be honest.
I will
got you there. No? Are you still there? Connection.
I'm here.
Okay. So, Marizan, we have come to the end. Actually, need more time with you sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know why. Only 2 minutes.
It's Women's Month. We got to see two women. we always come back to you. So, I want to end off quick. Yes, but in studio. But in studio next time.
I will try my best. As I said, I'm on my way from work now. Worked a little bit late. But definitely can arrange something. But thank you so much for what you do to all the ladies. And I must still come for my boxing protection classes.
Definitely. Marizan, I have 1 minute. Only say 30 seconds left. If you,
1 minute remains.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Then your airtime is up. So, Marizan, if you could go back and speak to the young woman you once were, what would you tell her? You only have 30 seconds.
If I could go back, I would tell the young ladies to be yourself. To not rush into anything, wanting to get married, wanting to, have children. If that is in the cards for you, it is. I would tell them to do what you want to do and do it ordentlich, man. I would tell them that just be yourself. Don't be a fake person. Like this person that was that little girl that was laughing, just playing, doing, just being, be that little girl that you always wanted to be. Don't feel you have to pretend in front of people. Be yourself, be authentically yourself in anything and everything that you do. Because people would either like you or people will hate you. Doesn't matter whether you pretend or whether you are yourself. And the people that will like you will stick to you.
Yeah.
At the end, if you pretend that you are a person that you're not, it will burn you. It will burn you out. It will eat you up. Because at the end of the day, I said to myself, it doesn't matter where I go. I'm just going to be authentically myself. Because the people either stick with me or ignore me. People that will stick with my personality, you know how I am, Gary.
I have to cut it short. I have to unfortunately cut it short. We're on the hour and Derek is waiting and standing here with a knife in his hand. Okay, that's a joke.
Oh, my word.
So I want to say thank you. Have a blessed evening. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye.
Your sound of the Winelands, Casey, 107.7.
And that's a wrap from me on the Power Hour. See you next week with some Women's Day things going on. Have a blessed evening.